Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the Tuesday afternoon edition of the Women's Weekly, a program dedicated to women. And I am Sister Amara, and I will be in your company up to 3 p.m. this afternoon. Lots to look forward to in today's program, coming to you live from the studios of Renasia, Johannesburg, South Africa. In the first segment, we commence with oxygen therapy, and it's all about a mobile oxygen capsule. Now, it's not a capsule that you actually have take with water every day. It's a different type of capsule, and Andres from the medical oxygen supplies will be telling us more on this oxygen therapy. Then in the second segment of the program, I've got an interview with Sister Nabila Bana, and she's the organizer of the Living Faith Camp. That's basically a camp for teens that will be coming up between the 11th and the 13th of December, and Sister Nabila will be telling us more on that camp later on in the program. In the meantime, let's welcome Andres to the airways of Radio Islam. Good afternoon, Andres. How are you?
I'm very well, and yourself? Thank you. It's always a pleasure. Always good being back on Radio Islam.
Thank you so much, Andres. Well, just like I commenced with the program by saying that it's all about oxygen therapy and a mobile oxygen capsule, not a capsule that you actually swallow with water every day, but a different type of capsule. So what do you basically specialize in, and what does the mobile oxygen capsule basically look like?
We specialize in medically enhanced oxygen treatment, so it is not normal oxygen. This oxygen is about 3,000 times stronger than chlorine. And the most effective, most safest way to get this oxygen inside the body is to by using the capsule. Like you said, the capsule is not going to be consumed through your mouth. It is actually a capsule, a dome, which you sit inside. You sit comfortably on a chair inside of this capsule. Your whole body is covered, but your head is on the outside. So you cannot get claustrophobic, and you can breathe normally. Then the body gets heated up by means of steam, and as soon as the body reaches a certain degree, all the pores open up on the skin, and then the oxygen generator at the back on a permanent and constant basis produces this high grade of oxygen, which then gets forced through all 7 layers of the skin, through the bloodstream, through the muscle to the bone. So you're actually giving your body now the chance to heal from the inside out.
This is really interesting, something new, yes. Now, what types of chronic diseases and ailments can be handled, prevented, and cured with the oxygen treatment that you just mentioned now?
There's various treatments going around the world at the moment, but you know, you must look at something that you can obviously save for you and your family to use in the privacy of your own home, and that is what we have. First of all, I want to tell the listeners to what happens in a session. A session is about 20 minutes long. Mm-hmm. You're going to obviously, each and every sickness and ailment has got its own protocol you're going to have to follow, and then for the first 14 to 21 days you're going to use this machine every day, and then inside of those 20 minutes you get immediate pain relief to bone level. Your blood circulation improves by over 100%. Your lung capacity improves, all your organs get flooded with oxygen, your skin's elasticity improves. So there's plenty of change going on inside the body, which is obviously very, very important, you know, for people struggling with some sort of disease or ailment. Chronic diseases, yes. People who are suffering with diabetes type 1 and 2, very important, because the blood circulation is improving of all the organs is being flushed with oxygen. Also the pancreas, which is obviously now no more producing the insulin to the body. And then also people suffering with any type of a lung problem, lung fibrosis, chronic asthma, breathing problems, bone problems like arthritis, osteoarthritis, osteoporosis, please get in contact with us. And then skin diseases, like I said, psoriasis, acne, burn wounds, stretch marks. And then obviously, for the more chronic diseases like MS, lupus, fibromyalgia, there's a range chronic disease and ailments that we do treat, and obviously the oxygen gives good results. All you need to do is obviously get one of these machines and stay with the protocol that you get supplied with the system, and then your results is guaranteed.
Mm-hmm. Lovely. Now, every second or third person has some type of pain. So how does it basically help for pain, and perhaps how does it help for skin diseases as well, like psoriasis, eczema?
Yeah, like I said, we live in times now that, food are full of preservatives and hormones. Our water isn't that healthy to drink if we can have water at the moment. You know, so all in all, it is very important to start looking after your body, because, you know, at the end of the day, this year, especially for the men, it is their responsibility. You know, it is your household, it is your wife, mm-hmm. it is your children. You know, God gave you all of these gifts which you must look after, and I think at the end of the day, you must take the responsibility on yourself to get this type of a treatment available. You know, in America, this is the most expensive treatment in the world, but it's also the most effective.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people don't know about it because it's too expensive. You know, people just don't. I'm going to go to Joburg and pay $1,000 in Pretoria and go and pay R1,900 for one session at a time. Then you must buy 15 or 20 sessions for you to really feel, you know, you're progressing somewhere. So at the end of the day, you know, to go back to the skin problems, yes, please. Psoriasis, acne, burn wounds, eczema, all that kind of stuff, please get in contact with me. We've got a great success ratio, over 99% of any type of a skin problem. That is the first thing that we tackle. And then obviously pain, you know, the combination of oxygen with the steam inside the body gives you immediate pain relief. You know, we do treat people who are in constant pain, people suffering with lupus. You know, it's easy for someone to say, I'm in constant pain, but we must now look at the facts. You know, that person is in constant pain 24 hours a day. If he doesn't have pain, he's waiting for the pain to come, and if he's got the pain, he's waiting for it to go away. So, you know, now it is medication, and each and every medication you take has got its own side effect, and you know, to battle that side effect, you have to take another medication to battle that side effect. So at the end of the day, you know, we're poisoning our own bodies, and it is only a privilege to you know, it's not the first time we're going to Joburg. We've been there before, so yeah, it's also good to make the public aware of something that you can have in your house that's not going to cost you millions of rands and that's going to keep you and your family healthy.
Interesting indeed. Now, Andreas, does it help for people who suffer from obesity or for those who just want to basically lose weight? And I think many people out there actually go out there and purchase these weight loss tablets and shakes and things like that, but you know, they want to lose weight another way, you know?
Yeah, you see, you know, at the end of the day, you want something that can burn the calories and cut the centimeters and burn the fat away. So that is what we have. You know, you can. There's hundreds of thousands of diets and tablets on the market currently that promises such and this and that amount of weight loss. But it all starts in the blood circulation. You know, when you sit in this machine, your body is actually jogging 15 kilometers. You're sitting dead still. That is how your blood is circulating. That is how your heart is pumping blood and oxygen through to the brain, and that is how you're going to sweat. So, you know, you're going to burn between 800 and 1,000 calories per session, so definitely between 3 to 4 kilograms of weight loss every 14 to 21 days. You do not have to follow a diet. None of my clients do. And you know, we've been around the block. I've been in this business for about more than a decade now, and I can promise you one thing, you know, the results is just... It's just exemplary what you see. You know, if someone has got a disease and you see them after 2 months that they purchase a machine like this, and the smile on their face and the look in the eyes, it's just a privilege. You know, God gave us something good, and it is our job to make sure that people know about it.
Mm-hmm, interesting. Now, Andreas, there's many, many, many people out there with all different types of cancers. So why is oxygen important for people who have cancer?
Well, anybody who has cancer will know what this type of oxygen can do. It is not normal oxygen, I must say again. This is not normal oxygen. It's a very powerful, medically enhanced oxygen. So, you know, you must look at the facts. Cancer is an anaerobic sickness, which means it doesn't even need oxygen to survive, but the oxygen that we use is also knowledgeable for suffocating the cancer cells. So the best way to cure cancer is to prevent it. There's no other cure or anything like that in the world at this moment. You know, we nobody can take the responsibility and say we can cure cancer. Only God can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, while you're going through a chemo and radiation, all that, we can treat you, we can assist you, you know, we can help your body because your immune system is going to be much stronger. Because the oxygen suffocates the cancer cells. You know, I've met people a couple of years ago that, you know, got sent home to die, and 5 years later they walking cancer-free in the street because they use oxygen.
Mm.
So it is as simple as that. Prevention is better than cure, point number one. You know, to not get it, that's the main factor. And to not get it, you must live a healthy life. You know, you must have something like this in your house to keep your oxygen level up to standard inside the body. Because as soon as your oxygen level drops, you know, the immune system drops. And currently, you know, in Joburg, you've only got between 12 and 17% oxygen in the air. I mean, that is how strong your immune system is. You know, on the coastal areas, it's more like 21%.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, oxygen and water inside the body is mostly important. That's why everybody's getting sick. Diabetes is coming at a mass rate. I mean, 1 out of 4 women has got cancer now. 50 mm-hmm. years ago, it was 1 out of 9 women. So, you know, it is just accumulating on a very high rate.
Mm-hmm. What about asthma and emphysema?
Yes, definitely. You must understand that obviously the oxygen cellular level is going to rise, and the lungs is going to be the first thing that's going to be absorbing the oxygen. So your lung capacity will definitely improve. We've got thousands of clients struggling with that, and obviously you know, with the right procedures and protocols that you're going to follow, with the right system in your house, which we supply you with, your result is guaranteed.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about children now. How does this oxygen help with children?
You know, we take children very seriously. You know, God gave you that gift, and it's your duty and job to make sure that that child has got the best way and future forward in life. So, you know, you can clearly see a difference from a mile away between a child that is 14 years old using this oxygen and someone who's not using the oxygen. You know, everything changes in the body, the way you sleep, the way you wake up, the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you react. I mean, your oxygen level is just so high. I mean, you're much more powerful on a sports field than in a classroom with this type of oxygen within without it. Even children suffering with ADHD, even children having drug problems, you know, because you get no withdrawal symptoms. You get no withdrawal symptoms while using the system because the pain gets eliminated, the body gets stabilized from the inside. You know, it is just amazing what happens. So it is a privilege for us to help anybody with children that is having some problems.
Mm-hmm. From what age can this oxygen therapy, this mobile oxygen capsule be used?
Well, from about 10 years old.
10 years.
Obviously, the younger the child is, the less oxygen and the less heat. There's specific settings for children under 14 years. And then about 14 years, you get treated like adults. And then, obviously, you know, you can go. I treated people that are in their 90s. So, yes, it's very important, you know. Like I said before, prevention is better than cure. Rather have something in your house that keeps you and your family healthy now and then paying 800,000 rand, or even by paying with someone's life in the future, because that is just unacceptable.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, we spoke about the type of diseases, the benefits, the uses. Now, let's talk about on a different aspect. Now, is there a business opportunity for people who have an existing spa or clinic or someone who wants to help other people?
That is the main reason we are back on Radio Alanzar. I mean, on Radio Islam. You know, I'm getting confused now with the radio station in Durban.
Okay.
I've got doctors and physiotherapists in Durban. We were recently there. We worked there. I've got 4 doctors and physiotherapists there. They're doing great job. Obviously, you're going to purchase your own machine. We're going to give you the necessary training and certification and paperwork and all that to treat the public. And, you know, like I said, you buy your own machines, you stage your program, and then we do help you with a little bit of marketing. We tell the community and the public about you, and we send people there. So it's a great business opportunity for someone in Joburg at the moment, because we don't have anyone there. We've got people in Cape Town, we've got people in the Free State, we've got people in Durban. We do not have a person in Joburg. So,
mm-hmm.
Yes, give me a call. I will explain everything. It's now a lot of explaining to do. Someone wants to take that on. You know, we as a company obviously do all the work for you, and from creating your flyer to doing your marketing, and that's all included in your package. But at the end of the day, we also benefit by having a place for a community to go and get this type of treatment for a much cheaper price.
Indeed, yes. And, you know, a listener might actually want to know, how can it help with rheumatoid arthritis and osteoarthritis?
Yes, that's very important, ma'am.
How does it help with
you
that?
You know, from any type of arthritis to degeneration of the bone, you know, that's very important to know that your body must start to heal from the inside out. You can drink whatever tablets you want, you know, to improve the calcium levels and this and that. At the end of the day, your immune system is supposed to do the work, because that's how God created us. You know, but now the oxygen level is so low, your immune system is also so low, it doesn't even get chance to get to the most important parts of your body. So, you know, your oxygen level will rise, your blood circulation will improve, your calcium and iron levels will stabilize inside the body. It is a must-have for anybody who's sick, is struggling with any type of a bone problem. Please get in contact with me and I will explain to you how it works.
Andres, what about varicose veins?
Yes, ma'am, yeah. You know, it is what happens to the body. You know, if I If I can show you under a microscope everything, it will be much easier for me to explain to you. Now over the phone, it is a very you know, tough for me to explain. But all your veins get actually flooded out. I mean, from blocked veins to veins that are also degenerating to, you know, we can't do anything to a vein that is beyond repair. That is why doctors to put in stents and all that kind of stuff. You know, God gave us a good medical field of people who can obviously help us and assist us, and you know, the oxygen is just going to improve the whole action of the body from the inside out.
Mm-hmm. And what other products do you have, Andres?
Well, ma'am, we talked about the mobile oxygen capsule. It is mobile. It's about 1.6 meters in height. It's about 1.2 by 1.2 meters on the ground. None of our products have any running cost, so there's nothing you're going to refill or add or oxygen to refill, nothing like that. Then we also have the bigger brother of the small capsule, which we call the Rolls Royce of oxygen. That is not the top of the range. I mean, this is a glass fiber capsule with a far infrared on the inside, also the steam. You know, you've got the LCD screen, a monitor that tells you everything, what's going to happen, how to set it up and all that. And I mean, this is more specifically for people, doctors putting it in their practices, your physiotherapists, because your body heals and recovers 70% better and faster with the right amount of oxygen on cellular level than any medication in the world. So people must just start to understand that. That's why all the sport people are using this oxygen. You know, everybody who's anybody uses it, but it was so expensive in the past. You know, now we've got a way to put this thing in your house for less than what your car's wheels are going to cost. So it is just an honor to tell the public all about it. And then obviously going back to the products, that's now the big capsule. And then we also have water purification systems. We've got air purification systems. We treat horses. We treat swimming pools. We've got a special system. You actually connect your swimming pool pump, and then you never, ever, ever have to ever throw any type of chlorine or chemical in your pool again. You're actually going to swim in Benaqua water. Mm. Another thing about the oxygen, no virus, no bacteria, no microorganism can even exist in this oxygen. It's too strong. So, you know, for me to get in and get out, and somebody who's got a bad disease gets in after me and gets out, and someone gets in after him, there's no sickness going to be carried over or anything like that. You know, this is very safe, very good, and at this time of life, it is very important to have something like this.
Indeed, yes. And finally, Andres, is there a special price for the first 10 callers, and what is your normal price?
Well, the normal price is about 18,000 rand for the whole package, or obviously all your protocols and the system. You know, you get a special chair, medical chair, and everything worth to sit on the inside. You know, some people are heavier and taller than others, so you know, it must be, and we must adapt so that the whole family can use a machine like this, and that's exactly what we did. Again, you've got no running costs and everything like that, so you get a complete package. It's worth about 18,000 rand. Like the last time we were on Radio Islam, we're going to do it again. The first 10 callers who are interested, we're going to give it for 14,999. And you get a complete package. You get a machine, you get a room purifier, you get a car purifier, you get a mobile air purifier, you know, with the big machine that's going to stand in your house. So that is a very good opportunity for people who are looking to invest in health. And obviously, you know, we don't believe in you just, you know, you must just now buy by hearing something on the radio. My people are going to be in Joburg from Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. So it's very easy. You know, you give me a call, I make an appointment with you, we come to your place, we bring a machine, we put you inside of the machine, we give you a session, we want you to feel it and we want you to see it, and then obviously after that you can decide, you know, do you want a machine like this or not.
Mm-hmm. Andres, thank you so much, and please share your contact details with the listeners.
Okay, you can contact our offices. We've got a 24-hour helpline at our offices, 021-856-0902. I also have a WhatsApp line, and for people who want to send a message or ask some questions, is 07-99-46-330. That's 07-99-46-330. And yes, we also have an email address, medicaloxygensupplies@gmail.com. Our website are currently under construction, so anyone who longs information can just give me a call and I can do it via email.
Andy, thank you so much. I really enjoyed the interview. Something really different about oxygen therapy, and your contact details once again for the listeners before we end off today's interview.
Yes, the offer is 021-856-0902, and the mobile number, also WhatsApp line, is 07-99 046-333-0.
Thanks so much, Andries.
They must, if anybody's got any problem, please come to me. You know, I've got the right knowledge and we've got the right equipment to obviously salvage that problem. Don't be afraid to come forward. We treat hundreds of thousands of people every month all across the world. So, yeah, it is only a pleasure to be now able to do it in Joburg again. Give us officers a call and we'll take it from there.
Thanks a lot, Andries, and all the best.
Thank you. God bless you. Have a nice day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was Andries from the Oxygen Therapies, basically a mobile oxygen capsule. And you can call them on 021-856-0902. And his WhatsApp number is 07-99-46-330. If you really want more contact details, then you can call Sister Faiza on 011-854-7022, who will give you more of the details as well. For now, a short break. When we come back, we will be joined by Sister Nabila Bana, the organizer of the Living Faith Camp. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and welcome back. Let's now go to the lines and speak to Sister Nabila from Durban, and she's the organizer of the Living Faith Camp. Assalamu alaikum, Nabila, and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Thank you so much. It's such an honor to be on the show.
Well, my pleasure indeed. Nabila, what is Living Faith Camp all about?
Well, the Living Faith Camp is actually run by Living Faith Project.
Mm-hmm.
It's an organization that hosts three-day youth camps around South Africa. And these camps are targeted at high school learners between the ages of 13 and 17. So it's kind of like, it's a holistic youth camp. So by coming to this camp, we promote Islamic values that are grounded in Quran and Sunnah. We have self-development for the campers, and more than anything, it encourages a sense of brotherhood and sisterhood in a spiritually uplifting environment surrounded by nature. So we hosted, this year, we've hosted three. We hosted one in Durban in April, one in Cape Town in October, and inshallah, we'll be hosting one in Fibos this December.
This sounds really interesting. Now, Nabila, what is your role in this camp?
My personal role is that I'm involved in organizational capacity. So this year we registered as a non-profit in South Africa. So I, alongside an incredible team of dedicated individuals, organize and coordinate the camps, oversee them, see that everything is going according to plan. And at the actual camps, I, alongside my team, act as a mentor for high school girls on the camp.
That sounds really, really interesting. And something so much to look forward to for the teens, you know. And now, Nabila, how did you get involved into an organization camp like this?
Well, sister, this project was actually initiated last year. We had all been studying in Medina Institute in Cape Town. And we had studied Deen for the entire year, and we were together, and we kind of thought, how can we actually take what we've learned and make a difference in our own community? And so it basically, the Living Faith Project arose out of this shared desire to make a contribution to youth development, in Cape Town specifically. And we thought that we'd have a three-day youth camp, and it would make a good impact on the hearts and minds of our younger brothers and sisters. And we had that camp in Cape Town in December, and it proved to be such an incredible success. And we thought we'd just have it as a once-off, right? But alhamdulillah, the experiences and the feedback from the campers that came on the camp emphasized the need for more dynamic and accessible spaces for youth education and engagement, like not just in Cape Town, but in South Africa at large. So in 2015, we put together a dedicated team, and we established ourselves as a non-profit organization, and we began to run camps around the country. And inshallah, this will be the first camp that we're actually running to service the population in Gauteng. Previously, we've run in Durban and in Cape Town.
Okay. Now, what does the camp entail? What can teens look forward to? I know most of the teens are out of school already because they actually finish off early because they're writing exams. So those who are listening to this program, what can they look forward to, in this camp?
Well, I mean, our model consists of lectures and workshops which seek to build on Islamic knowledge and build consciousness. But I think more what they can look forward to is just that engagement with nature. It's such a beautiful setting. We have halakas, we have dhikrs, it's a chance for them to begin engaging with Quran, a chance to build a connection with the Creator. And it's also, it's a relaxed, comfortable environment where they're going to learn from the people on the camp and their mentors, and the people facilitating the camp. And so it's a lot of fun. And we often find that the campers come and they're being forced by their parents and they're unhappy to be there. And then the first day you just see that glum look on their faces.
Yes.
And after a day or two, you know, by the end of the camp, they are absolutely inspired and they're just like, thank God, alhamdulillah, that I've actually attended this camp. And I think, you know, it's a wonderful experience. In 3 days, you'd be surprised at how much they can actually gain.
Now, why did you decide to choose a place like Vryborg?
So we try to pick very well-maintained campsites with good facilities. And we also have a focus on sport and activities and team-building activities. All with, obviously, we have boys and girls, but we have a strict separation policy. So it's you know, we keep a strict Islamic ethos throughout the camp. And so we try to encourage this meaningful engagement with nature, and Vryborg was a good location for this. Also, it's possible for people from Pretoria and from Johannesburg to attend. We also try to pick campsites that have, you know, obviously extremely separate facilities so that we can maintain our strict Islamic ethos. And it's a really beautiful venue, and it just helps you to connect.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And now, Nabila, what if a family would want to send their teen to the camp but cannot afford the cost? Are there any scholarships?
So the cost of the upcoming camp is 600 rand per child, and that includes accommodation, transport, and meals. We do organize sponsorships for kids that are affiliated to certain organizations. But if there are any parents that are listening that would like to send their kids on the Living Faith camp and can't afford it, they can contact us directly by phone or by email, and inshallah, we will try to organize.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then again, what can teens learn from a camp like this? You know, give us some examples.
I actually want to speak into my personal experience, but I think.
That's pretty fine.
You know, when I was 16, I went to a camp like this, and it really changed my life. And I don't necessarily remember the program, but the bonds of spirituality and friendship that were forged there have really seen me through the years. And I think teenagers begin to learn how to connect with the Creator, how to get comfortable with their Islamic identity. They take tips home to make them better. And, you know, I think, you know, teenagers these days, we're in a very high-paced, materialistic world. And it's a good opportunity to kind of disconnect and connect to nature and, you know, connect to Allah and to spirituality. And I think they leave the camp completely inspired by their experience. And a number of kids have come back all of our kids have come back to say that the camp actually increased their love for Allah and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It made them more confident to be Muslim, more confident to be themselves. And it just helped them to equip them with tools to navigate the challenges of being a young Muslim in a secular society.
Yes. And so there's so much to learn from a camp like this. Nabila, still on the line, we're going to go for a short break. When we come back, we will chat more about this Living Faith camp. Stay tuned.
Sure, inshallah.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, and welcome back. And online from Durban, we are joined once again by Sister Nabila Bana, who is one of the organizers of the Living Faith Camp. That's an upcoming camp that will be the dates are between the 11th and the 13th of December. Assalamualaikum Nabila, and welcome back.
Waalaikum salam. Thank you so much.
Yes, Nabila, you know, earlier on I asked you what can teens learn from a camp like this, and you know, you gave us some examples, like they basically gain confidence as well. They actually make friends. It's basically a better connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, Nabila, what if a teen is shy and has a low self-esteem? How would a Living Faith camp benefit someone like that?
I think the one amazing feature of our camp is it's rooted in a very strong mentorship model. So we're obviously there all as one camp, but we have camp groups. So we have 8 campers per group, and we allocate 2 dedicated mentors who are trained and who have a background in Islamic studies to each group. And the mentors participate with the campers in all activities, sleep with them, they supervise them at all times, and they nurture a bond with these campers. And each night they have a reflection circle, and they get to know one another, you know, and express, like, and forge a sort of spiritual bond. And I think this model is perfect for shy teens. And, you know, it's really the last camp that we had in October, subhanAllah, I was amazed. There were kids that came, and on Friday, they refused to say anything. They were withdrawn. They were shy. But I think what Living Faith does is it creates a safe space where no one is judging you. Everything's underpinned by love and concern, and we're all there to learn and to help one another. And there's group activities, exciting team building stuff in smaller groups, and it allows shy campers to gain confidence. So even those campers that you know, didn't want to speak or were extremely shy and had never spoken before, actually came out of their shells by the end of the camp experience, and they found themselves wanting to participate more.
Mm-hmm. For those parents listening to this interview, you know, that are a bit reluctant to send their teens, you know, how would you... you know, give them the confidence for them to send their teens.
I think it's a very, very important space. I think we have madrasas, we have programs for our youth, but I haven't really come across a model that can impact a teenager like this. Being a teenager is an incredibly difficult time. Finding your feet in the world, being exposed to more responsibility, growing up. And, you know, the fact that we're kind of in a Western society and we're facing an increasing number of challenges. So it's a difficulty of reconciling our worldviews with an Islamic perspective. You know, there's a growing culture of materialism, trying to negotiate a Muslim identity, and I think that this camp really, it speaks directly to teenagers.
Mm.
And I think it really has the ability to impact them and to inspire them. Because what in essence happens is that the mentors are young professionals, right, who have been given this training as mentors. But they need this bond that they create with them is really important, because they almost need someone that is obviously older and more knowledgeable than them, but young enough to kind of understand the challenges that they are going through.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, SubhanAllah, I can't begin to tell you the benefit after just 3 days. And of course, that momentum and that relationship with Allah needs to be sustained. And we try to do this by keeping close contact with the children and obviously encouraging them. But, you know, if you have any reluctance, I cannot explain the benefit that campers experience when they come to this camp. And it's a specific model designed to really inspire them. Which I don't think we have, really. We don't have an accessible space for them to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Really interesting and something so nice, you know. And now, as part of the spiritual part, what can teens look forward to and what would it basically entail?
So, in essence, I think our entire model is spiritual in the sense that it promotes getting to know yourself, getting to know others for the sake of Allah, and getting to know Allah, right? I mean, our theme is renewing minds and reconnecting hearts.
Mm-hmm.
So all our activities, all our workshops are taken with this clear goal, with this niya in mind. But in terms of our actual spiritual activities, we have amazing dhikrs, we have halakas, we have tafsirs, reflection circles. Each of our salas are in jama, and they're followed up with beautiful nasihas. And so I think there's a really spiritually enriching component that really goes a long way.
Mm-hmm. Alhamdulillah. Now, there will be exciting lectures like halakas, you said, workshops and team building. Do you have ulama and motivational speakers on board as well?
So, in essence, our programs were designed in conjunction with the ulama, and they were endorsed by Medina Institute South Africa. So those were the ulama and the scholars that we were in communication with when we created this program. But on the camp, we have young professionals and we have a number of student scholars and ustads, and each of the mentors contribute to the program. And this December, we're actually particularly excited to host Ustad Abbas Barab, and he's from Medina Institute Atlanta, and he's coming down from the States. He's a very inspirational young student scholar. He's currently serving as an Arabic teacher for the Medina Institute in Atlanta. And he will be coming, you know, this is also, he really loves this project and he really believes in it. So inshallah, he will also be there on board, you know, to help our program, inshallah.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's look at it with the safety part. You know, how safe is this camp, you know? I've got a message here from one of the listeners. How safe is this camp, you know, to send out your daughters, your sons, like, you know, as far as maybe like if they're going to go in swim, if they're going to go maybe mountain climbing or maybe walking through the bushes, you know, how safe is it, you know? What safety precautions do you have in order?
Well, alhamdulillah, we've never had any incidents previously, and we ensure that our campsites are secure campsites. We really go to great lengths to ensure that our campsites are secure, and more than that, we ensure that that campers are supervised at every point in the camp.
Mm-hmm.
So there's never a time when they are just campers. Not when they're sleeping, not when they're eating, not when they're doing activities. There's always, you know, we have a medical team on site as well. We can ensure your child's safety as best as we can.
Mm-hmm.
And we take every precaution to ensure that they are well supervised and well looked after.
Absolutely. Now, coming back to you personally, you know, as an organizer of a camp like this, what does it basically take to organize a camp of this nature?
I think when we started, it was particularly difficult because we didn't, you know, we hadn't really made the contacts. And the thing is, it's impossible to run this camp on we charging 600 rand. It's impossible to run a camp on charging people 600 rand. So we have to seek out sponsorships from the community, from local businesses. We have to have make good contacts with venues that are good, with good caterers. That's also, you know, another part. We ensure that our campers are happy with the food and happy with what they're given, making sure that the mentors are well-trained. There's a lot of logistics that goes behind organizing a camp like this. And obviously ensuring the safety of, and making sure that everyone's happy, everyone's informed. So it's a very logistically exhausting thing. But alhamdulillah, we have an amazing team, and they all work completely on a voluntary basis. So, I mean, this is a non-profit.
Alhamdulillah, yes. Now, Nabila, what have you learned from organizing a camp like this?
You know, it's funny because often I go to the camp and I think that I have something which I can benefit the campers with. And I come away and I feel like the campers have benefited me more than I have benefited them.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is the most incredible blessing to be able to give and to be able to receive and to be able to assist young people. I know what it's like to be in their shoes and in their position and the struggles they feel. And just to show them that there are people out there who with genuine care and concern, and to provide them with that advice and you know, guide them in essence.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, subhanAllah, that is just, it is the greatest joy. And it's why, you know, obviously a lot of work goes into ensuring our camps are fantastic.
No, I'm sure,
and
yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that's why everyone volunteers. They're volunteering their time and, you know, their energy, and you know, subhanAllah, it's because we learn so much every time, and the campers, the kids teach us so much.
Mm-hmm. Do you take a certain amount of teens per camp?
Yes, so we close off our applications at 55 to 60 campers because we find that that's a good manageable size.
Mm-hmm.
SubhanAllah. So we have a few spaces left. But I would really suggest, because obviously this camp is coming up soon on the 11th of December, inshallah, in Fibos, from the 11th to the 13th. I would suggest that if campers, kids or parents want to register, they register as soon as possible to ensure that they get a space.
Mm-hmm. So basically the dates are from the 11th to the 13th of December. You don't have much time. It's basically less than a month already, you know?
Yes, it's less than a month.
And what ages are teens, you know, they're probably an age gap, you know. For what ages can these teens basically apply for a camp like this?
So we target high school students, so mm-hmm. it's from 13 to 17.
Mm-hmm.
And what we try to do then is to accommodate for the fact that obviously there are differences when you're 13 and when you're 17. You have slightly different challenges.
Mm.
We split the groups based on age categories. So it's obviously things that we do all together, but in essence it's good because they find peers their own age, their challenges are similar.
Okay. And then again, the venue again, once again, Nabila?
Okay.
Where's the venue of this camp?
So it's in Brits, in essence.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Fibos, Brits. So it would be, I think it is under an hour away from Pretoria.
Okay.
But there will be transport from Johannesburg and from Pretoria.
Okay. And the cost, you said it's 600 rand.
600 rand.
Okay. Just on a lighter note, I've got a message here. This is what showers can we expect when we go to the camp?
Sorry, what?
What lovely food can we expect when we go to the camp?
We really ensure that, according to our taste buds, that the kids' food, like, so we have amazing food. Obviously, on Friday, we have a traditional rice dish. And then, you know, we have a good caterer. So we have a number of really exciting things. We even have desserts, so kids should really sign up.
Okay, so basically you said that a cook and a caterer work as well. They should make up meals for you.
If it is a Muslim campsite, we cater from the campsite. But in this case, we are probably going to take a caterer with us.
So, very interesting camp. You know, something to look forward to indeed. And who do they contact to, to actually, if you want to come and attend the camp, like this, maybe parents or children, please give us contact numbers.
Sure. So, you can go online, livingfaithproject.org, and all the information is there. But alternatively, I'm going to give you my number. And please, if there are any parents out there who, even if they might have any hesitations or questions that they don't necessarily want to SMS, I would really encourage that they phone me. Just, you know, I can't explain. This is an incredible opportunity for your teenagers. So my number is 072-266-4104.
Okay, so it's 072-266-4104.
Okay.
All right. And they can apply online. It's livingfaithproject.org. And also, so I'm sure you're looking forward to how many applications have you got so far, Nabila?
So I think we have about over 30 campuses registered already.
Alhamdulillah,
Mm-hmm. It's very encouraging because we've never operated in this region before, and we're very excited to meet the kids and, you know, and interact with them. So.
Mm-hmm. Yes, alhamdulillah. Nabila, jazakallah so much for this lovely interview. Something, a really different interview, you know, with an organizer of a camp, and something to really look forward to indeed. And jazakallah khair, all the best for the camp as well, Nabila.
Shukran, thank you so much. And no, thank you so much. It was really an honor being on the show, and you are a wonderful host. And may Allah increase you, inshallah.
Ameen, ameen. Jazakallah for those lovely words, Nabila. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Well, that was Nabila Pana from the Loving Faith Camp. That's basically an organizer. And her contact details are 072-266-4104. And I did leave her details with Sister Faiza Bloom at the reception. And if you didn't get her number, you can call them. She's got other contact numbers as well. So this is all about the Loving Faith Camp. The venue is the Vrybos, and it's in Brits, and the cost is 600 rand, and the dates are from the 11th to the 13th of December, ages from 13 to 17 years old. So you can send your teens there, lovely food on board and lots to look forward to, and also more of a spiritual, and kids can learn a lot of confidence as well. They've got lovely mentors on board as well. So lovely lectures, workshops as well, and it's also team building, so an ideal for the teens as well. So from me, Amara, that's where we leave it for today. Inshallah, look forward to you on Thursday morning with the Household Express, and we're actually going to be telling you all about how to plan a menu if you're having a garden tea, some lovely recipes as well. So from me, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.